Walking along a row of pews inside Calvary Lutheran Church, longtime parishioner and congregation president Randy Calvert talks about dwindling attendance at weekly services. He says on a good day, they get about 35 to 40 people. On a not-so-good day?
Oh, we've had like 25 on a Sunday.
In fact, the church says it averaged 27 people per service last year. Calvert says that pales in comparison to what the church used to see.
Oh, I'd say at one time it was probably 150, maybe up to 200 at one time.
Those days are gone. Pastor Chuck Olson says it's simple. The makeup of the neighborhood has changed.
The people in the neighborhood are not traditionally Lutheran or even traditionally have church homes. Many people in the neighborhood have never been in a church before. So it makes us a new presence to them and a presence that they may or may not want to explore.
Established in 1923, Calvary is located on Rockford's southeast side. Even though neighborhood residents aren't flocking to the church to worship, Olson says Calvary plays an important role in helping a certain demographic in this part of the city.
We're the only church serving the children in the neighborhood.
Olson says they have various outreach programs for young people who live around the church. But without a solid number of parishioners to rely on for financial support, church officials were left wondering if what they were doing was sustainable. Calvary's situation isn't unique. Churches across the nation have been dealing with attendance issues. A recent study by the Pew Research Center found an uptick in U.S. adults who seldom or never attend religious services. Pastor Olson says in their case, it was becoming increasingly difficult to cover its monthly operational budget of $5,000. All that changed when Calvary opened its doors to an emerging congregation in Rockford. No Cross, No Crown doesn't identify with a specific denomination, but its leaders say it closely resembles something out of the Pentecostal movement, a far cry from what you might see at a Lutheran church. Needing a bigger place to worship, No Cross, No Crown began paying rent to Calvary so it could hold its weekly services there. Calvary staff member Carol Phillips says while there are style differences between the two congregations, the partnership is resulting in a unified mission.
I'm really impressed. I enjoy going to their worship services. They're also helping out with having their own youth group on Thursday night. So they're taking my spill over from the kids that I can't supply for the Jesus Club.
Calvary officials say No Cross, No Crown also has a 12-seat van they can use to pick up neighborhood kids for after-school programs. Phillips says despite some initial concerns, there's been no conflict when it comes to each congregation's worship and program schedules. More important, Pastor Olson says the new source of revenue has put them on firm financial ground.
It's really made our future possible. Their rent is just enough for us to be able to keep going forward indefinitely.
As for boosting attendance at Calvary's weekly services, Olson says there is hope. They've noticed a small increase in new parishioners in recent weeks, leaving the church to believe there is still room for growth. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.